This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, I hope that you are ready to spend a little time with God, because that's what we do at this time each weekday. Get quiet, and as I open the Bible and read some verses, we need to still our hearts and just say to God, "Speak to me." Have you ever done that in your life? Ever come to the place where you get quiet with God and say, "I need to hear from you, God"? If you haven't, you ought to. And not just say it flippantly like, "Well, I wonder what'll happen," but really, in your heart, open your heart up to God and say, "God, I need to hear from you." When you do that, then start paying attention, because God will speak to you sometimes through your circumstances, sometimes through people around you, but so often, the way God speaks to us is through His Word, the Bible. And God may want to speak to you today. So as we open up the Bible now, just quiet your heart and ask God to speak to you right now. We are looking at the Sermon on the Mount, that great teaching section of Jesus. Here in this section, He's talking about prayer. This is what He says, starting in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 6 in the Bible. Jesus says, "Pray then in this way: Our Father." You notice straight away that He starts on that purely relational level. He's not interested in religiosity, praying what people will think is a great prayer. He's just talking to His Father. "Our Father, who is in heaven." God is so great, but He's near. He's our Father. "Hallowed be Your name." That is, teach us to treat Your name as very special, representing who You are. Then He prays, "Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God is concerned about us living in a way that honors God here on earth. Notice that the whole first part of His prayer is concerned with God and how the Father feels. And in the same way, that should be our first concern in our lives and in our prayers. He goes on then, though, with teaching us to pray about our daily needs. He says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then notice, He says, "And forgive us our debts." That is, our debts against You, God, our sins. "As we also have forgiven our debtors," the people that have wronged us. "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And then Jesus adds this little postscript to add on to what He said about forgiveness. And He says to us, "For if you forgive others for their transgressions against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions." What Jesus is telling us very plainly in these verses is that you are not right with God until you get right with the people you have not yet forgiven in your life. Jesus comes back to this theme He's talked about earlier in this same sermon, that God expects you to give people the same kind of grace as He has given to you. Let me just ask you, did you deserve forgiveness from God? No, but He forgave you. And maybe there's someone in your life who really does not deserve to be forgiven for what they have done to you. God wants you to forgive them and to tell them that you have forgiven them and to try to make things right with them. You know, you can't control their response. They may not accept your forgiveness, but God will be pleased that you have seen the connection between His forgiving you and your forgiving others. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.